It's here and now, and it's Gay Pride Month. It's always in June in honor of the Stonewall Riots, the violent days in 1969 after a police raid on the Stonewall Inn in New York's Greenwich Village, gay men rising up against a history of persecution and police raids. And some speculate that nerves were raw and ready for riot because of the death 6 days before, June 22, 1969, of Judy Garland.
You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it.
Judy Garland in 1961 at her Carnegie Hall concert. It's been called the greatest night in showbiz history. She'd become an icon for the gay community, so much so that Rufus Wainwright recreated the entire concert in 2006.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
And now, a relatively unknown in the States, blonde British actress named Tracy Bennett has taken Broadway by storm with her portrayal of a Judy Garland in her waning hours, trying frantically to make a comeback during a torturous run at London's Talk of the Town nightclub in 1969. The play is called End of the Rainbow.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky,
Tracy Bennett channeling Judy Garland. She's been nominated for a Tony for Best Actress. In a few minutes, we'll meet her. But first, we went to New York to meet with author Robert Leloup. Robert had taken a younger friend to see Rainbow, and afterwards, the 22-year-old said he didn't understand what all the fuss was about. So Robert, only in his 30s himself, wrote an article for the New York Times about his fear that young gay men had abandoned Judy, to which another young gay man wrote a scathing response that was printed in the Village Voice.
I saw one line in this long pages, and it said, Judy Garland would slap your face.
Shame on you!
What did you do that for? I didn't buy them.
No, but you tried to.
What does Judy Garland mean to the gay community? We sat down to ask Robert Leloup. So you write in your piece, I weep for my people.
Yes.
Which people, why?
Well, the gay people. Sit down. Because I feel like my generation of gay guys don't seem to be as in love with Judy Garland as I think they ought to be.
And why ought they be?
Because I feel like there was an epitome of sort of glamour culture that gay guys really helped to create, that I feel like Judy Garland sort of embodied.
It was about transcending something? She was trying to transcend something?
I think so, and I feel like every time Judy Garland fell down, she got back up again. That was terrifically inspiring to millions of people who also wanted to get back up again.
And now you write that because of the Holocaust of AIDS, faith of our fathers risks extinction. Judaism?
Judaism, yes. I'm a devout believer in Judaism. Judaism is a religious faith of which she is the goddess.
And now you say, like Yiddish, one might lose the cultural memory of it.
Oy gevolt. I'm afraid. I feel like so much of gay culture is disappearing every day in the wake of the AIDS crisis. I feel that it's genuinely sad.
Well, your friend who's also young as you are, he seemed to be saying, I don't really need this anymore.
Exactly. And for him, I guess it just seemed like cultural stagnation, to sort of like continue to worship the same goddesses generation after generation. But I feel like there's something sort of more profound than that.
You had to tell him that in the gay community, there was actually sort of a password, much like there is in the AA community, when they say, rather than ask, are you in Alcoholics Anonymous, they say, are you a friend of Bill W's? What was the password in the gay community?
Are you a friend of Dorothy? Yeah. He'd never heard before, which I thought was a little sad.
Is it sad, or is it a sign of gay can be anything? Gay doesn't have to be a follower of Judy Garland anymore. You don't have to know a password anymore.
Right, and that's marvelous. But I don't know, I always feel like it enriches a community to be sort of aware of where they've come from.
So given this, how important this is to you, what was it like for you to see End of the Rainbow with Tracy Bennett as Judy Garland?
I thought that Tracy Bennett's performance was spectacular. I think that she should win the Tony. I had issues with the play because I feel like we do this thing with women geniuses, like Marilyn Monroe and Virginia Woolf, where we sort of find their tragic ends romantic. And I don't think there's anything romantic about seeing someone great felled by addiction. There's actually nothing particularly interesting about the end of an addict's life. I think the rainbow is much more important than the end of the rainbow. We would never see Sinatra that way. There is no play on Broadway with Elvis, like, on the toilet, you know what I mean? Or Sinatra staggering around, like, in adult diapers. And I feel like part of that is because Tina Sinatra would, you know, cut you. You know, if any, and there's no one sort of protecting her legacy in that way.
Well, it's interesting you say this because in the play, there's a friction between Judy Garland's soon-to-be fifth husband, a much younger man named Mickey Dees, and her gay piano player. They both seem to be metaphor, one for the industry that was pulling her, the other for the gay men who've loved her.
Like, you know, from a very early age at MGM, the money was made if they got her out on the stage. And so she was treated like a commodity to exploit.
Well, then there was the piano player, her piano player, who loved her so much, wanted her to get off the stage and go into recovery. And there's an explosive scene between the two in which Mickey Deans accuses him, knowing that he's gay, of, I think he says something like, "What's wrong with you guys? You love when she falls down."
I had a problem with that. If anyone could be sort of fairly accused of exploiting Judy Garland, it would have been the sort of heterosexual male system that profited off of her throughout her lifetime. So, I don't know.
And you're, how old are you?
I'm 32.
So you're... This isn't living history for you. This is history for you.
Right. It's mythology for me, absolutely. You know, I grew up in a household filled with fabulous women in Texas for whom Judy really sort of was a patron saint. I grew up on that Judy Carnegie Hall album.
Well, back to the play. It hurt you, I'm hearing. But was there also something just thrilling to see the moments where she was soaring?
Absolutely.
The night is bitter.
There is something tremendously moving about seeing someone take a moment where they're perhaps not quite at their best and achieve through craft and genius a moment of transcendence.
Of the man that got away.
Robert Leloux will link you to his and other articles on Judy Garland's role in the gay community, but up next, this woman, end of the rainbow star, Tracy Bennett, here and now.